It's time for a little known Black History fact. We celebrate Black History every day, not just in the month of February. Tony Award nominated performer Maurice Hines has graced stages around the world since the age of 5 and still going nearly 7 decades later. Along with his brother, the late Gregory Hines, he became a strong advocate for dancing and the arts. The brothers were trained by legendary choreographer Henry Letang in New York, a Broadway veteran. Hines earned his Tony nod for his performance in Uptown, It's Hot. Gregory Hines currently stars in Tapping True Life, which he created to honor his younger brother. The idea came after Gregory Hines read an article that omitted his brother's name when mentoring dancing greats. The play also gives respect to Lena Horne and Frank Sinatra, among others. He's now 72 years old, and he's passing the torch to young dancers like the Manzari brothers. Gregory Hines says that racism and division is present in the theater world, but continues to be a voice for the forgotten. Yeah.
Nice.
Hines, Hines, and Dad. Do you remember,
that? Yeah.
Hines, Hines, and Dad.
Yeah.
That was their act. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Black History Month coming up. My friend Skip Gates going to be very, very busy.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
And he should
player.
Be.
Player, he's got a series on PBS called Finding Your Roots.
Oh my God.
The same thing he did with me, where he goes in and does somebody's DNA. Mm-hmm. And was it Kenan?
Kenan Wayans, yeah.
Kenan Ivory Wayans. Did Kenan's DNA, his genealogy rather, and
they did both, Tom, as a matter of fact, but in his genealogy, telling their story, yeah.
And so what was the story, Sam?
His great-great-grandfather.
Great-great-great, something like that. Yeah.
His great-great-grandfather was the servant of the governor of South Carolina.
Right.
They went to Canada, the governor did, on a business trip. He was, the great-great-grandfather's slave was whisked away by abolitionists.
Mm-hmm.
The governor looked for him, finally went back to South Carolina. The great-great-grandfather, who was free in Canada, found his way back to the governor of South Carolina. He went back to slavery. He was taken out, he was free, and went back to work for the governor of South Carolina.
It sounds stupid in 2016, but back then, still.
Okay, now this supports our Kunta Shucky Brown story, our premise.
Because, and they got mad at us for Kunta Shucky Brown.
Okay, because Kenan is a comedian.
And that's what he was saying. Everybody wants to think, you know, you got these family members. They're fighting against slavery.
They're up there trying to get away from slavery. This dude went back.
He had a show to do, just like Kunta Shucky Brown. There had to be a jokey slave, and he had them all joke. He had a show to do. He went to Canada.
I got to get back, man.
I got to get back. I got a show. I got a show in
Cotton Field. We open on Thursday, man.
Hawaii.
Is this mic on?
One show Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday. I got to get back.
Tip your slaves. I'll be here all weekend.
And see, y'all got mad at us for doing Kunta Shucky Brown. But there had to be.
There had to be
a jokey slave, and Kenan's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a jokey slave, and he went back from freedom to South Carolina because he had a show to do.
Yeah, we have 5 shows set up, man.
And is this mic on?
There's something about those jokey slaves from South Carolina.
Is this chain on?
You know, 2016, it sounds real stupid, but back then, you getting 80% of the door? Man, you better get your
80%
back.
Of what?
Well, it was a cotton field. So,
yeah. I know people say, well, I wouldn't have gone back. Yeah, you didn't have 5 damn shows.
This was a jokey slave.
Oh, my God.
Jokey slave, man.
That was like, mine goes back to South Carolina. Yeah. That's funny.
My man. You gotta check out Skip Gates'
great
show on PBS.
Finding Your Roots.
Finding Your Roots.